Wir beginnen gerade da, wenn sagt es ihr Wammes, da wir da beginnen mit Basic und Test Master beginnen mit Gmor Bishlam bis Shamel und nehmen bis Silva Hulu. You understand why Bishlam did not hold back from marrying the women. Bis Silva what's with the other way around. Tais says like Gersa. So according to this text, meaning as the good Master Tais is saying that we understand Bishlam not holding back from marrying the women bis Silva. So le mukach mahacha. So it's not obvious from here that the Bisham Bisil would do, you know, Tyrus with each other's vessels. Elo, rather, the Lamanda Ma'asu, that according to the one that Bisham did like their own opinion, in other words, that according to the one that says that they did like their own opinion, you have to say that obviously they notified, because if not, it would be difficult. Then why didn't Bisil hold back from, as the Dimaskal test is going, etc., why didn't Bisil hold back from that of Bisham? But the Tyrus of Bisham is Tum according to Bisil, obviously they let them know. But according to one who says that they didn't do like their own opinion, so according to him, it's not difficult at all because, well of course, Bishlam didn't hold back from Bisham because Bisham didn't do like their own opinion, they rather did like Bisil. And of course, Bisham didn't hold like Bisil because Bisil were the more stringent. And according to Bisham, they're tar, whatever is even Tum according to Bisil, so they didn't have to notify them at all. However, Tay is going to bring now the Gisr of Bin Chanal. According to him, you would have to say that even according to Madam Aloyos of Bisham, that they had to let them know. Because Abu Rach, or Asib Kharach, Rabbin Chanal's Gers is the opposite. And that's the proof that Gemara is saying. That if you say that they let them know, therefore they didn't hold back. But if they didn't let them hold back, then you would have the difficulty, which is, we understand why Bishlam didn't hold back from Bisham, because the Tumas of Bisham is Tars Nino. That Bisham is actually the more stringent. And whatever is Tumay according to Bisham, Bishlam would even hold its Tars. So for sure, if they're taking Tars from Bisham, that's not a problem. And it says, this gears, so, that we understand the Bishlam is going on why Bishlam did not hold back from Bishamai. Oh, so that's nearest. That seems to be the more appropriate gear. So why? The B'chol Malkum Bishamai Machmelein Tumah, because generally we find Bishamai more stringent regarding Tumah, not the way it sounds like from Rashi's gear. Because the Chichash of Idyas, we mentioned Mesech Zidiyas, Kuli de Bishamai, B'chon Bishil, which are the exceptions, the leniency of Bishamai, the stringent of Bishil, L'chash of Al-Trei Milu Tumah B'tara, only mentioned two things of Tumah B'tara. Of kosher milu tumah b'tara, all other halachas of tumah b'tara, could shed of gogos regarding the skull and the spine, what's considered missing, b'shaikis yehu and the trough of yehu, which the Gemara brings here in our sugyas, have b'sham l'chama. B'sham is more stringent, where you have to break open the whole thing and not just like the kishvei fedas anay. So therefore, it makes sense that, like we're saying, the b'sham is the most stringent in tumah b'tara. Now, b'ashle pihar girsam. Now, according to that girsam, that Bisham is more stringent, Mukhashaper, it makes sense that I do Moidlahu that they had to let them know Afilaloya. So even Bisham did not do like their own opinion. Because even if you say the Bisham did not do like their own opinion, that's what the difficulty would be. We honestly Bisil not hold back from Bishamai, because sometimes Bisham is taught for Bisil, but Bisham, that the more stringent, why did they not hold back from Bisil? What do you mean? The Tires of Bisil are taught according to Bisham. Which Artis explains because the Lekamim, you cannot say, what do you mean? What's difficult? Delay them to Bisham Bisil. No, Bisham did not hold back from Bisil because they didn't like their opinion at all. And they did everything like Bisil, like even leniency. And Kedemukhala, come on. Like it's obvious from the Gemara later on Dav Tezvav. Says Tais, no, because the time of delay also, the reason why Bisham did not do like their own opinion, not because they held like Bisil, Shema goodness, because you don't want to make different camps. Now, but Tumat Tahara, the Bisham Luchumra, Hailam Bisham Luminayim, and last Tahara, Zagam Kem, the Bisil, of course they should have held back, because they're like a good, no problem about goodness, because they're like, I mean, late Tricha, they came to do. It's not obvious a good, someone's going to say, oh, they don't need the camp of Bisil. Like we say, we've gotten Chav of Beis Yehu, or Rayo, I mean, whoever sees, oh, he says, Lafushi Bayad, I mean, they just wanted more water. That obviously, that if they let them know, that even according to one of the holds that they didn't do like own opinion, it's even according to them, because how else would Bishami have from Basil? Now, Stacey explains the other comment, but then this the Gemara says Bishlam Basil. We understand Basil and Bishami. The term is Bishami Basil Taris Nindu. What do you mean? That's you're right. That's in general. But after the betrayal of Bishami Lekula, as we brought from Idias, there are two things that Bishami is more lenient. So how can Basil take from Bishami? So Tais on the Jemilish, those two things are not so common, therefore they wouldn't have held back for those two things. Or additionally, Nakud Bishlam, you could say when it says Bishlema, it's Mishum the Libid Mandam Loy Asu. We're going according to one that says that Loy Asu Bisham like their own opinion. Because according to what Tais brought from the Rabbeinu Chananel, that the question has come to prove that even according to one that says that they did not do like their own opinion, you have to say that to let them know, according to him, we're saying Bishlema, because the truth is according to this Mandama, you're right. Bishlam should not be concerned from using the Kelim Bishamai, because even those two things that Bisham are makel, but still Bishlam did not do like their own opinion. If it makes sense to say Bishlema. Next is about the beginning of the Gemara, Pshita. Obviously, the children of Chibel Avin are kosher. What would be the problem? What do we need, Rabbi Elazar, to say that everyone agrees it's not a mamzer? Which says, it's a wonder. Why didn't the Gemara entertain to say that the Aslaf will come to Bekiva, that Rabbi Elazar is coming to exclude from Bekiva? And that he said there is mamzer from Chibel Avin, as he ultimately answers this. So why wasn't that entertained by the Havamin of the Gemara? And so it says, we have a high Rebbe Loza Moira. If this Rebbe Loza was not Moira, that would make sense. Because the Pshita lay down Halach Rebbe Kiva. He knew that at the time of the Miram, that everyone knew that Halach is not Rebbe Kiva. So you could understand the Gemara's question of Pshita. But Abelhu Rebbe Loza ben Shemua, Shuatana, Kimuch Vasar Yuchsen, Kiddush Avah Ayin HaMavis. So why is that so posh? He was coming to preclude from Rebbe Kiva. So it says, but there it would seem, says Tayshik, because the Sagi Daitach, because the questioner thought, L'shum Tana lo have a mamza from Yivama L'shuk. And it's not true. No Tana would hold that there's a mamza from a Yivama going to the Shuk, even though it's a negative prohibition, even Rabbi Kiva. El Davka Mechiva Lab Nisher. That it would only be from negative prohibitions of relationships. Therefore, obviously, it's Pshita because he can't be excluded from Rabbi Kiva because Rabbi Kiva himself doesn't hold like that. Any relative of a negative prohibition. I bought the Nambi Shiraba, but says, what do you mean? We learn later on the Batsad Bezim and Alf. How Israel, if a woman has her husband and her son goes overseas. If I'm going to come back and tell, I'm sorry to tell you, Mace Bala, your husband died, and then your son died, but this is she gets married, because there's no even because the son died afterwards. Then they tell her, oh, sorry, Chilu Hoydom. It actually was the other way around. Which obviously then she had Yibum and then she was not able to get married to this other person. So the Tate same is Zebabla Mamza. It sounds like that there is a Mamza from Yibam Lashogi that she married this other person. I thought no one says that. So Tate says, yeah, because okay, the question of thought, the Knoss of Amu, that's just a penalty. And then Tate says, Avagav, the tiny Gemara, although the Gemara says, Zut Rebbe Kiva, the main condition that is Mechiyab Lavin, that this Rebbe Kiva holds condition not to be Mechiyab Lavin, even by Yibam Lashogi. So it's Tosis, the questioner did not hear that Bryce and that Rabbi Kiva said such a thing. And he thought it would only be by share, and therefore that's why the Gemara was asking Pshita. The kid makes Tais Master, begin with the Gemara, Besubication says. That's another place where they disagree. Which Losh Nachash Pesh Bukunj is the second interpretation Rashi explains. I knew what's a Subication is. Shkimra, a person on his deathbed, because of Gelish, they had rights again for his wife, that from today, and if he's going to die from this illness, which again, in those months or whatever, it's in a doubt if she's really married to Manah. And Avgav Dein Shem Machlekes B'Shem Esil, although we don't find explicit Machlekes B'Shem Esil, in this case, but we do find similarly that they disagree with Megash Ishtai. Some divorce his wife alone and they sleep in the motel together, which again is also a similar type of idea. Are we concerned for that or not? So therefore, that's this case of suffocation. Tay says, Lanir, that doesn't seem to be correct, because the Behed Yechashav Hacha, he plucked the Megash Ishtai alone and that's one of the other cases mentioned. Obviously, if this suffocation is based on that principle, it wouldn't make sense to count them in different cases. Therefore, it must mean like the first interpretation of Rashi. Another one of the cases that disagrees about the old get, which is this idea of writing the get and then using it later. Now, so it's a wonder because Lamandam Pegasak begins according to the one who says, again, Davain Tesam based in part to beget Yashin, that even though those who hold that you're not supposed to use old get, but if you did, she could initially get married to someone else. So why would they have held back from marrying from the other camp? The mashmah sounds like that they didn't hold back only because they didn't do like their own opinion. Oh, you should have a mighty little partial, or because you wouldn't let them know, and therefore they would separate. But Tais is bothered. He says, "What do you mean? A get yashin, they still should not have held back at all from marrying the woman b'shamay because even though they hold it problematic, but the one who says that once it was done, you allowed to marry like a tchila, so then of course it's kosher to marry even like a tchila according to Basil. So why would you have to hold back? And that you have to say that it's because of those other reasons. Not true. That's a Tais's question." Why did Bishamai hold back from marrying Basil? Why should they be concerned? Which Tosis says, what do you mean? Right, not because of Tzara Zerba, but Vidum Mishum Menes. What's with all the other cases we mentioned? They disagree regarding when you could do Miyun, or Mishum Mahidish of a Kesu Kesu, or Hainanan, because it's a Machlekes Bisham Basil regarding what's considered the minimum amount for Kedushin. As Tais explains, if let's say he gets engaged to the first one with a pruta and to the second one with a dinner, which Bisham Gadesh Lashen, the Grand Bisham only engaged to the second one, but then when the Rishon Mamzerim, and the children from the first one, Mamzerim. So what do you mean? Of course, there's going to be ramifications that Bisham would hold back from Basil. But since that's what he says, yeah, but the Ikach Baisa, the primacy of this Baisa, Mishum Tzara is Ketanah, is really because of the Halach of Tzara's error. That's why it's taught regarding our Mishnah. That's why it says regarding our Mishnah. And it sounds like because the Tzaras itself, our Mishnah was saying that you would hold back, and not because of the other things. And that's regarding that is what the Gemara is asking. Why would they hold back from the Mishnah? Although you're right, for those other reasons, they should hold back. And what's the difference if it's definitive or suffic? Either way, it's problematic. So the Tzaras, it's not going back on the answer of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, because without his words, it'd still be the same difficulty. Why you hold it back only from a Vav Yisr, not from a Savik Yisr? El Abbas is asking a question. It's just once we finish his question, which the Gemara did not answer, so Bala Fashta Raisa coming to explain the Raisa, so why would Vav be different than Savik? So next says, Master Begin, Gemara Nasa, Kadiri Basil. And if we can do like Basil, the promise of Vav Plagim the Bishamay, the child's going to be Plagim to being the efficient according to Bishamay. So either way, we have this difficulty, says Rabbi Yechim Nuri. She just wants to understand that why would the sons of the Tzaras of Israel be pogim according to Bishamai? But that's Yivam Lashuk, which is only negative prohibition. And we know B'nei Chiv Alav not kosher. So that's what Pirish B'kud Rashi comes to address, and he says, I've got B'nei Chiv Alav and G'shem L'kol, although you're right, the children of negative prohibition relationships are kosher for the Kehila, but Chalol name them Kuna, says Rashi, but they could say Chalol, we're going to Kuna, because that's what Kavachim Amalekam Amalekam, we learn from Kavachim Amalekam Gobel, which is, it's not a global instance, still creates Chalol. Here, where it's global, it's for sure going to create Chalol. We're appalling at Rabbi Shua, which, because of a less late Pirchah, he doesn't hold to the floor that Rabbi Shua says on this Kavachema. The Ma'alamon, which can ask him, so he doesn't hold to that floor, and therefore, he's learning this out from the Kavachema. But Yisham, initially, you could say, says Taisis, is the Shapir, says, no, he actually holds up Rabbi Shua's floor on the Kavachema. But Kamakam of Lad Pogam, still the child's going to be Pogam. Why? From a different source. In fact, we have to say when someone remarries a woman he divorced, that it says in the Torah, he te'eba, that she's an abomination, which teaches us, but her children are not an abomination, as the Gemara says, Kedushin of Ein Zaman Olive. Now the question is, why do you need a pasuk to say the children are an abomination? The whole law is Kavacham and Lamana. You cannot learn that from Kavacham and Lamana. You could ask, and yes, Mishchalas, only by Amana, where she herself becomes a Chalala. So why would you even think that the children would be to say that you need a pasuk to say that they're not. El adasal meidak. Rather, it's coming to make the following inference. You're right. It's not telling us anything regarding machzik u'shasay, but it's saying something similar to this. Yivam l'shuk, which is also a negative prohibition, but now teven that there her children would be an abomination. That's the source of Rechem Nuri that the sons of tzaras of Basil would be pogum according to Bishamet. But since this is a question, it's difficult because the Basav need a Masik of Yeshua and need of Ein Amal Aleph at the end of the Masakh, Yeshua concludes. The Vlad Machzik Yerushal is a kosher. The child of Machzik Yerushal is kosher. Shem Hiteva, because it says in the Pasik Hiteva, Ein Benet Teven, and but the children are not Teven. The question is, Blamli Kra, why does he need a Pasik? The Lekaman, we cannot say the Asl Medek, as we just said, that it's coming to tell us the Dik, Abnei Yavam Lashok, that they are an abomination, because the Lekaman Kama, because later on the Gemara tells us that Yeshua, B'nei Tzaris, that he says regarding the children, Tzaris, Me'ani Alechem, I says, I testify for you, that the G'shem L'kunu B'Shamay, that they are kosher for Kunu B'Shamay, like he said, because, Mishum Pircha, because of the flaws, you can say, Tabatez V'am Menav, the Shekin, he asks from she herself becomes Chalala, and therefore our children are Chalam, but the children of Magzik Roshasai and Yibam Meshuk is not going to be. So then, why does he need the Pasik? If we said it's only the inference, it does not hold the inference. B'Shamay says, what you say is, Rabbi Shua, the reason why Itzuch Hita Eva, by to say that the children are kosher, which we can't say the answer we just gave before, he needs it for a different reason. He needs a delayed tema that you should not say that maybe these children of Magzik Roshasa would be te'eva, but not because of Kavachem, because it's not a hold of it, but to Makarais for a different reason, because in the Pasuk it calls her Achriyasha Hutama, so it uses the terminology of Tuma like Arias, so just like Arias, the children are also, you would think here also, therefore we need to have that limut now. They explain, as we have this on Daf Yud Aleph Beis, that the pasuk actually going the tuma is asaita and not a machzik u'shasai. So it says, yeah, but still hamar. But we said the emor kaysim the b'shuta, but still the pasuk does not remove from the symbol and send it's going machzik u'shasai. And it says even more, v'ilman the mekibin the saka once uprooted from the symbol and send it is uprooted. But that's why you need hiteva to tell you the loy tema machzik u'shasai that you shouldn't say. But it's also going machzik u'shasai. But more of says the like he, you need he, the mute to exclude the lakidish meloshan to eva, that you should not expound, not from the tumma part of it, but from the fact it says abomination, that you would think that the children will also be abomination, that you need he to say only har and not the children. Even according to Bishua. I'm a tzas kasha, but it's a little bit difficult to say, because the kamin lekam on the gemara says later on the boy maybe should ask from Yeshua, but nitzavas the beis hill b'shamay ma'ar. What's the halacha? The if that of tzars the beis hill that they married other people turn a kumi shab. What's the halacha give me? So the gemara says ma'arak mehu kiz. It's l'mishav v'agimar v'ad marzik roshasis for us that we hold the beis hill to know what to do in the case of the child of marzik roshasis. So it says v'heichi ikel l'mishav mina. How could you resolve it from yivam l'shog to marzik roshasis? Dim of l'ad marzik roshasis yesh l'vsel. Maybe marzik roshasis you would invalidate for more than Yivam Lashog, like we said, because it says Tomo, Mishim Te'eva, because it says Te'eva, or you can even go the other way around. Even if you say that the Yivam Lashog is possible, Yesh Lahavzim Negel Shasi, maybe you can say Negel Shasi is going to be kosher, the Hi Te'eva, because it's Hi Te'eva, but not Te'eva, but the children are not Te'eva. And you could say, as we said before, Das Medic and these coming to tell us Yivam Lashog, but not Te'eva, but by Yivam Lashog, the children would be Te'eva. So how's he going to try to compare them? So this is if somebody says yes, but the Inu Lemaske at that time, Hanuk Drasha, the one who was asking the question, and the Gemara did not entertain all these other drushes of Tomo and Te'evo, but like, by Ela, the only question was, Ela, Imrin, Kabachem, Gabibam, the Shukalai, do we say the Kabachem regarding Gibam, the Shukalai, not? And that's the same Kabachem we would say regarding Mazzik Roshasa, and therefore we were saying that would be the same, but right, all these other Svaras, the question that didn't know that would actually be able to differentiate between that of Yivam Lashok and that of Mazzik Roshasa.